What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are doing review questions. I picked two at random. Yep, I rolled a 12-sided die twice. And the first question I got was from Grace, who asks, what if donuts came to life and went on a journey to find toppings? And she likes corgis. Aw, Grace, this is the start of a wonderful adventure. Then the second number I rolled led me to Fox's question. Fox asks, if I could include a new character named Julie the Mermaid, who knows Fairlys and can morph into a human and loves to drink urchin juice. I like all the details you gave for Julie the Mermaid, Fox. And I will make sure that Julie has her What If World debut today. Well, let's jump in and find out. What if donuts came to life and went on a journey to find toppings? Plus Julie the Mermaid. Have you ever wondered why a baker's dozen is 13 rather than 12? Well, in What If World, it's just in case one comes to life. Now, Julie was a mermaid baker, but fortunately she could turn into a human, which made getting around the kitchen a lot easier. Her bakery sold all kinds of goods, and a bunch of the breads that came alive over the years helped to run it. A tall baguette worked the register, a dense old bagel rolled fresh dough, and a flaky croissant paced the floors, picking up after itself and cleaning up everyone else's messes too. But Julie had never tried to make a donut before. She was reading directions as she fried the circle of dough in some hot oil. And just when the donut looked done, she plucked it out, shook it off, and put it on a paper towel. Now it says, make sure to add toppings before your donut comes alive and has an existential crisis? Bagel, what's an existential crisis?
Who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing with my life?
Jeez, I was just asking a simple question.
Nah, I'm trying to give you an example.
I'm alive! Hey you, I'm alive! What now?
Looks like she hadn't got the toppings on fast enough. That donut had sprung up from its paper towel and was spinning around like a coin.
Big life is weird. Are you my mommy? What's happening?
There's your crisis, Julie.
Oh, dear. Okay. Hi, little donut. I'm Julie.
Are you my mom?
No, I guess that big clump of wet dough is your mom.
Is he my dad?
Nah, that boiling oil's probably your dad.
I'm not getting much from them.
No, you see, I didn't stick to the recipe and now you came alive.
But I like being alive.
Oh, and I'm happy you're here. We just have to figure out something for you.
The little donut was plain and brown and had finally gotten dry by spinning itself around.
Well, he kind of looks like me. Can I go talk to him?
Of course, said Julie the Mermaid.
Hey, no, why? Whoa, I'm a bagel. He's a donut.
But before the bagel could object more, Julie's mermaid tail had slapped the little donut over to the oven.
Have fun with your nephew, Uncle Bagel, said Julie,
giving Uncle Bagel a wink as she sipped on a frosty glass of urchin juice.
Uncle Bagel!
And the little donut smushed against the tough old bagel in what might have passed for a hug.
Okay, listen, kid. I need the dough because I'm big and heavy and I can roll.
I can roll?
And the little donut rolled right off the counter.
Oh! Ow, I lost a crumb.
Hey, I don't think you're gonna cut it as a baker bagel,
said the bagel, leaning over the counter.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to be?
I don't know. You should figure out your toppings, maybe.
What's toppings?
Julie's mermaid Finn scooped up the little donut and brought it back to her workstation.
Well, you see, I was going to make you a donut with sprinkles, or maybe with a pink glaze. I actually wanted to make one with jelly inside. Or powdered sugar.
Don't listen to her, kid. If you want to be like your Uncle Bagel, you should get some onion toppings.
Ooh, yeah, I want onion toppings. I don't know if onions on a donut are a good idea.
Onion toppings, please. Please, 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 please.
Okay. Here, I'll sprinkle some old dried up onions on you. Won't bring you over to the register. See if someone wants to take you home today.
And with a quick sprinkling of onion and another flick of her tail, Julie launched the little donut over to the cash register. A tall baguette craned its conical head down toward the little donut.
Hey, you the new cashier? Because I want to go on my break.
Okay, I'm a cashier.
Fine.
And the baguette hopped off, leaving the little onion donut to work the register alone.
Ring, ring.
Who should enter just then but Alabaster Zero, What If World's greatest detective, by his own estimation.
All right, cashier, give me all your best baked goods.
Like onion donuts?
No, please.
How about a mermaid with urchin juice?
Why would you sell that at a bakery?
I don't know. What's a bakery?
Do you have like anything that's like bread that I could eat?
You're gonna eat us?
Whoa. No, I wouldn't eat. I don't eat talking food. I'm not a monster. I'm sorry you're crying. You should probably brush some of those onions out of your eyes.
I don't want you to eat us.
Okay. I'll just buy a bottle of water.
Do you have a carafe we can refill?
You don't know what a bakery is, but you know what a carafe is.
Well, I'll sell you one this time, but you gotta promise to recycle.
You know, there used to be a time a detective would get some respect around here.
Oh, you're a detective?
Yeah, well, you want to buy me that bottle of water now?
No, that'll be $4.50. But what do you think I should have as my toppings?
$4.50? Maybe you should have some spare change as your toppings.
Okay.
And the little donut spun like a vortex, whipping off its onion bits.
Don't dried up onion in my eye.
It's sorry.
Then the little donut fell into the tip bowl and started rolling around.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna just take my water bottle and here's my money.
And Alabaster Zero slowly backed out of the bakery.
Ding, ding, ding.
Saw you scare that customer away. That was pretty cool,
said the baguette. It was taking its break on a long but little couch stretched out at the end of the counter.
And I like the coin sticking out of your face. What's that, like a political statement?
It's spare change.
Cool. That's really deep, man.
What's a man?
Whoa. Touché.
The baguette seemed to stretch as it stood up from the long couch and hopped back over to the register.
But just keep keeping it real, man. Thanks for covering for me.
What do I do now?
Sweat. Julie the Mermaid's coming. Look busy.
Okay.
Julie had given herself legs again so she could walk around inspecting the bakery. You know, Alabaster didn't buy nearly as much as he usually does. Was he okay?
I'm busy.
Oh, man.
It's your first day, so I'm gonna let that slide, but I am sort of the boss around here.
I'm very busy.
Donut, are those coins sticking out of your face?
It's a political statement.
Wow, I guess you're a teenager already.
I don't know what I am. I wish you'd just given me a topping. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay, little donut. We all feel that way sometimes. You just need to see a little bit more of the world.
But I don't know what's out there.
It's okay, you won't be alone. You've got family out there.
I do?
Of course. Are you ready to take a trip all the way across the floor?
Oh.
To visit your Aunt Croissant?
Ugh, I despise when you call me that.
Sorry, your Aunt Croissant?
That is even worse somehow.
And with a sigh, Julie plucked the little donut off the counter once again, put him down on the ground, and whoop, gave him a little roll across the floor. The little donut had come to lie flat on the ground, its plain brown back sticking up into the air.
Little beignet,
said Aunt Croissant, flipping herself end over end to come meet the donut.
This is not the safe place to lie down.
Ring, 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 ring.
A little fairy opened the door.
It was Feralise,
holding a very long leash attached to a cute fluffy corgi.
Oh, Julie, are you in?
Said the fairy as the corgi came over to sniff the fallen donut.
I can't pick myself up.
Watch out for the little pup.
Just as that corgi came sniffing around, Julie's big wet mermaid tail came smack down between it and the little donut.
I'm sorry, we found this little corgi wandering the streets. Has anyone reported one missing recently?
Oh, hey, Feralise. Sorry, we haven't heard anything about a missing dog.
The little donut was still struggling to lift itself up. It tried to fold itself in half and push up with its head, but that's pretty tough without arms or legs. And just as it was starting to rise, the corgi started climbing over Julie's mermaid tail. And it saw all the coins sticking out of the little donut.
That's your weird. Why do you have metal sticking out of your face?
I don't know. Why do you have fur sticking out of your face?
I'm a dog.
I'm a donut.
I'm a dog.
I'm a donut.
I'm a...
You're a dog?
You're a dog.
Oh, so you're not like a smart dog.
And you're not like a nice donut.
Sorry, I'm still learning how to talk to people and dogs.
Eh, no wonder that corgi did not want to be your friend.
Oh, that metal sticking out of your face.
You're saying my toppings have to do with the way people see me?
It's the first thing people see. And not everyone is as open-minded as your fluffy, flaky en croissant.
Oh, what do I do, en croissant?
Yes, en croissant.
What do I do, en croissant? Do you think if I had fur like the dog, he'd like me more?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And the donut spun fast to get all the coins zipping out of it again. Ching, 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 ching.
Then
it flipped end over end like it had seen the croissant do, picking up all the dog fur the corgi had shed.
How do I look?
You look like a furry donut.
Mission accomplished.
Look at me. I am old. I am flaky. My accent is inconsistent.
I think you're the flakiest, fluffiest, most beautiful croissant I've ever seen.
What I'm saying is, you can change your toppings, but people will not like you until you like yourself.
But how do you like yourself when no one likes you?
I would maybe start by washing off the dog fur.
Oh.
And then remember that you have a family here. Croissant and bagel, baguette and mermaid, and we all love you and want you to find that person inside who you love too. Toppings are no.
So, I should get sprinkles? I got you, Aunt Croissant.
You sly little beignet.
And the donut rolled away, shaking off the dog fur and the last couple of coins, and maybe losing one little piece of onion bit.
You can roll, but you cannot hide,
said the croissant, continuing to flip after the little donut.
Julie Mermaid, can we close yet?
It's 3:00.
The story feels sort of over.
Story? We're running a business here.
I'm a plain donut!
And a buttery croissant.
Okay, I'm gonna take a break then.
We haven't sold a single baked good. These donuts keep coming alive.
Who am I?
Existing is weird.
What language am I speaking?
Don't worry, little brothers and sisters. I'll save you.
And as the little donut rolled itself up a ramp to meet its new family, Julie poured herself another glass of ice-cold urchin juice.
I think 4 donuts is enough.
The end. Okay, Grace and Fox, I hope you enjoyed your story. Thank you all so much for your support and your great questions and for making this show possible. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.